State Senator Fred Baldwin joining us live from Cheyenne this morning. Senator, good morning. How's everything in Cheyenne going?
Good morning, Duke. It's going good. A little bit of a chilly morning down here, a little below zero this morning, but things are going well.
Well, we, back on this side of the state, we're sitting anywhere from 15 to 30 below, depending on where you're at in western Wyoming and Lincoln County right now. So, yeah, it's cold everywhere.
Well, that's good. It's winter. It's supposed to be cold.
Right? Well, Senator, we appreciate your time. Of course, we understand you're busy. What are some of the highlights this week as the legislature's really dove into the budget?
You know, there's a lot going on down here. We, on both ends of the House, on the House and the Senate, both finished up their second reading budget amendments yesterday and ended up with some late nights for both. I believe the House was in session until 10 o'clock last night. Senate got out at 8:30, but we did finish the second reading amendments. You know, on top of that, we've got almost 400 bills that we're hearing between the two houses. We whittled it down to about 300 bills now that are still alive, and of course it'll dwindle further as we work through them, but it's been quite a heavy load this year with so many bills on top of the budget. And of course, the budget's quite a big deal this year because the state's revenue is way down with a declining coal.
Now, earlier this week, the governor held a press conference with the legislative leadership from the Senate and the House, and maybe an opportunity to boost revenue with the big land purchase. And it sounds like that's in some bills that both the House and Senate are talking about now.
Yeah, that's what something that we're looking into is leadership and the governor. It's along the I-80 corridor in southern Wyoming, the land that Occidental Petroleum bought, and they're looking to sell that land to over 1 million acres, over four million of mineral lease. But the potential there is for a lot of income and maybe a stabilization to the Wyoming economy, which would be a great thing in this, you know, time of loss of coal and oil and gas are so far down. It would be a potential benefit. Now, it's not a sure thing. It's just potential. They're looking into it. But it could be a real game changer for the Wyoming economy and for our revenue source. It would be one of those sources of revenue that we've been looking for. But it's preliminary. We're just looking into it, and we're just getting started on it. And it has some other benefits as well as the revenue. I would open up some land that has not been open for Wyoming sportsmen and all uses, frankly, across that southern corridor. It would be state land. And there would be potential for recreational use along that corridor in areas where we've never been able to do some of those kind of things. So it's a big thing. It's controversial, as you might imagine. But I say I'm viewing it as a potential big game changer if it would indeed go through and we're able to purchase that land. That's a major thing. So yeah, I'm hopeful for it. Everyone in the state's not so hopeful, and everybody's a little suspicious, of course. But I think at this juncture, it looks like a very good thing and a potential game changer.
State Senator Fred Baldwin joining us live this morning during the weekday wake up. Any other bills or pieces of legislation that are of note that you'd like to highlight today?
You know, the big one that's generating controversy is just coming out of the House. They passed a lodging bill. I believe it's House Bill 134, lodging tax. Another very controversial bill, but again, where we're looking for revenue, we're such a hard revenue pressed right now. This would be a potential source of revenue for us. The legislature in general has been pretty reluctant to do anything that involves tax or increasing things. Revenue sources pretty much have come off the table, and this is the one that's left remaining. So that's the big one that's generating a lot of controversy. There's a lot of bills, with over 300 bills still alive, as you might imagine. Another bill on the abortion issue is being heard. That's generating a lot of email and a lot of attention. But, gosh, you know, the 300 remaining bills, there's A to Z topics there. But those few are at the top right now.
Now, the abortion bill, you're talking about the one that would mandate a 48-hour waiting period, correct?
There's three of them actually still alive. That one is in the House yet being heard. There's another one called the heartbeat bill, which I believe there's a version on both sides. And then another one called the Born Alive Bill, which we're hearing in the Senate Labor and Health Committee. We'll be actually doing a second half hearing of that tomorrow. Both attract large crowds. Both are quite controversial. And they generate a lot of attention. And they always do. Anytime those bills come up, they generate a lot of attention and a lot of publicity.
Fred Baldwin, State Senator, with us live this morning. Senator, appreciate your time. Anything we missed you wanted to touch on today?
You know, just a couple of things that were on my mind this morning as I walked into the Capitol. For those who haven't been here and seen the refurbished Capitol, you know, I walk in every morning and I walk up these old wood stairs in this very historical old building, and it just crosses my mind every morning how many people and what important people and what historical people have walked up those same steps. And it's a little bit of a humbling feeling to know what's happened inside these halls over 100 years. So that's number one. Number two that came to my mind was Valentine's Day, just passing this. How grateful every one of us up here, the 90 legislators and all those who help us, for our spouses and those who are at home. And, you know, we're here and we're doing a lot of work, and we whine about our late nights and our hard meetings. But the truth of the matter is those at home are probably working a lot harder than we are. And I know my wife would attest to that. She's had a tough week. And most everybody, they're the big reason why we're successful here. And I would give a shout out to all those who are at home and who are supporting us.
Well said, Senator. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Okay. You have a good week, Duke.
Senator Fred Baldwin joining us live this morning. We'll touch base with him on Thursdays with legislative updates from Cheyenne. It's part of the weekday wake-up, the Spur and Swift 98.